Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Normally, we don't think of Ann Coulter, Sarah Palin, Rush Limbaugh, and Rachel Maddow as having much in common, other than a big name in media.
One of the first states in the union to pass voter ID bills was Rhode Island.
Obama's friend, Bill Ayers.
As an adult woman in Ohio, welcome to your mandatory vaginal probe at the insistence of the state, even just to keep your IUD.
Obamacare is nothing more than the largest tax increase in the history of the world.
What those statements do share is that they are all untrue. At least that's the determination made by PunditFact, a site launched today by PolitiFact.com, which is in turn run by the Tampa Bay Times. PolitiFact won a Pulitzer Prize for fact-checking statements made by politicians, lobbyists, and special interest groups. PunditFact will cast a wider net, rating the veracity of talking heads, bloggers, and columnists. It's a pretty big job in the blustery airspace of opinion journalism. And Aaron Shirachman is editor of Pundit Fact. Aaron, congratulations on the launch today, and welcome to Word of Mouth.
We're very excited, Virginia. It's something we've been working on for a long time, and we're happy that it's here.
The nature of punditry is about people offering their opinion or analysis, or so goes their claim. When do facts actually come into this?
Sure, it's a good question, and I think a lot of people have that question, is that when you think about it, a lot of times you'll hear pundits say, you know, Obama is the worst president ever, or Obama is the best president ever. And we're not going to fact check those claims because they're not something that we can fact check with any certainty. But usually when those pundits make those claims, they usually back it up with some type of facts. So when talking about the health care law, for instance, they might say the health care law is a terrible law. We wouldn't fact check that. But then they might go and talk about maybe a sweetheart deal for members of Congress. That's something we could fact check. Or some of the regulations that are hidden in the health care law, something we could fact check. So a lot of times pundits in the process of making those kind of outrageous opinions offer a lot of facts that they believe are true, and we're going to come in and sort it out as the referee.
Well, there are so many, though, pundits and bloggers, certainly, and media personalities out there saying so many things. How are you going to pinpoint this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's going to be something we're going to learn by doing. We're a small staff. We're starting with a staff of 3 full-time journalists, and so we're going to look for newsmakers and pundits who have the loudest microphones, who reach the most viewers or listeners, and also who talk about the news in ways that we think is credible and important and worth kind of inserting ourselves into. I think one of the things that is going to be really important for Pundit Fact is to be as close as to the news as possible. So if right now it's the healthcare law is topic 1 and 1A, and I think you'll see as we launch Pundit Fact, you're going to be hearing a lot of fact checks about healthcare. And I think generally we want to be a kind of a complementary piece to the news, or kind of like a second screen, so that people who come to our website, punditfact.com, will be able to, one, understand what's going on, and also get the added value of having some accountability for these pundits, depending on what they say and where they say it.
So once gathered, tell us a little about the process for verifying a claim.
Yeah, it's quite intense, and it's a process that was founded and started by PolitiFact, and we're going to carry on at PunditFact.
Are you going to use the same scale, mostly
through
the pants on fire?
We are going to use the same scale. We think people who come to our website now love it, and I think they're going to like it at the new website as well. Essentially, what will happen, the first thing we always do is we always reach out to the speaker, whether it's Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Rachel Maddow, and we ask them, here's what you said. Do you have any backup for it? We always do this for a very important reason. It's because a lot of times we get a good sense of where they're coming from. A lot of times we'll understand what they're trying to say or where it's coming from. Sometimes we don't. And so we always ask for their participation, one, so they know they're being fact-checked, but two, to offer kind of where they're, where the rubber meets the road. From there, we always go to independent experts, and we do our own research, and we come up with our own fact check. The last part, which is really important, is that in every fact check, a group of 3 editors sits down, reads the item, and kind of sits as the jury. And it's those 3 editors who ultimately decide the rating, whether it's true, half true, mostly false, or even pants on fire. And so it's that process, which is the same for every fact check that we will do, helps kind of create kind of our own quality control so that we make sure we're thinking of all the things that need to be thought about. The last thing I'll say is that PunditFact.com, what you'll see in every story has every source that we talk to or that we use, whether it's a written source, whether it's an interview, whether it's a government document. We list those sources with every story, and where there's a link, we provide one to you. So you can kind of do the homework with us and kind of go through the fact-checking process yourself.
That is an awful lot of work. How are you funding this project?
This is a project that luckily the Tampa Bay Times has been working on for some time. We have great grants, great partners through the Ford Foundation, through the Democracy Fund, and we also got a startup donation from the founder of Craigslist. So we're grant funded for a while. We're looking for always ways to support our journalism, and we find this is a good match for us, and so we can hit the ground running starting in November.
Well, despite the rigor of the process that you just described for us, PolitiFact has certainly come under a lot of criticism for conservative bias as well as liberal bias that they've been alleged on a couple of different calls. Criticisms have been made of attempts to fact-check statements that cannot truly be fact-checked. How are you addressing that?
Well, I think a couple things. One is that if both sides have problems with us, that maybe is a sign we're doing something right. We're independent fact-checkers in that we have no responsibility to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, conservatives or liberals. Our only responsibility is to try to put the facts out there for readers, listeners, and viewers to come to our website and get a better understanding of what's going on. Secondly, the thing that I think is really important is that we kind of see ourselves as an umpire at home plate. And so every time there's a fact-check, we make that call at home plate the way we see it. Is he safe? Is he out? We don't remember what we did the last eight times there was a play at home plate, and we don't remember whether we called the Yankees safe or we called the Red Sox out. We see that play as we see it, and we call it like we see it. The third thing I'll say is that while there is criticism of us, and that's worthy. I mean, to some degree, the difference between half true and mostly true is very thin, and you know, some people can read an item and say that's mostly true, and we can conclude half true. I have no problem with that. In fact, I welcome it, and people should come tell us on Twitter or come to our Facebook page and say as much. But what the criticism, where it always stops, and what we are really proud of, is it rarely ever goes into the actual factual process of our fact-checking. And so, you know, if people disagree with our rating, it's amazing that oftentimes they'll use our own reporting to say, here's why you're wrong. Mm. And so I think that bolsters what we do as fact-checkers. We're starting a conversation about what is true and what is going on in this case, the media in 2013. And we want to have that discussion. If people think something is mostly false and we said it was false or vice versa, let's have that talk. Because ultimately, this is about advancing the discussion and raising the bar, really, for pundits and newsmakers and politicians to say, when you say something, there should be an expectation that it is true.
Aaron, thanks for joining us on such a big day.
Thank you, Virginia.
Aaron Schirachman is deputy government and politics editor for the Tampa Bay Times and also writer and editor for PolitiFact.com. PolitiFact launched Pundit Fact today. It's up and running and fact-checking Sunday's news shows. You have a look for yourself. There's a link at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.